Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And here to have another wonderful program on BBS Radio. Today's Monday. So, in December. And it's December 14th. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. And then we'll talk about maybe where I'll be going to in February, which is Los Angeles. But we'll also talk about a brand new healing on the website, too. But let's do an emotional clearing first here. So here we go. So go back 5 days in your life. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. This normally is not needed by a lot of people, but here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And Annika, Yalte, what else should we do? Any ideas here?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do the feeling body and maybe an infection body, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, here we go. So feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And infection body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's bring up the light beam on the monitor screen so you can scroll down a little ways. Go to Creation Light Shift Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And I'm doing that myself right now. And you're going to see a light beam there. So let's energize this. And let's bring in the females today. Here they come. Here we go. Here's the energy coming. And you might see it change. Here we go. There, it's looking better to me. Watch the eyes and the colors around the light beam here as they become more intensified. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll just say where I'm going to be coming up in middle of February. It'll be the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton. So if you're interested or down in the LA area thereabouts, I'll be there. Having a light infusion chamber and having a free workshop and I believe a lecture. So it'll be wonderful to meet all of you if you're in that area. So we'll turn it back over to Annika. So are you out there, Annika?
I'm out here, and I don't know if you mentioned the dates, but I'll just mention them. That's February 12th, 13th, and 14th that you will be at the Conscious Life Expo in the LAX Hilton. So hopefully we'll all be able to go there, Ron, and see you and the Light Infusion Chamber. And I also know that you have planned to go to the New York Life Expo on March 26, 27, 28. And we have some things coming up just now that you're doing that we can talk a little bit that I'm sure some of you know, and maybe we have newcomers that don't know about what you're doing. You've been doing some Sundays this month, and you have one more Sunday to go with that, and that's this coming Sunday, December the 20th, which is an 8-hour call, and also on December 19th, you are doing the 4-hour ascension preparation and water charging call, which is coming up this Saturday. I don't know if maybe you want to tell everyone about that, Ron.
Yeah, so once a month we have the 4-hour teleconference call. It starts at 1 o'clock PST, 4 o'clock Eastern, and we bring in different energies for the ascension. They do a lot of energetic work on our bodies, so we feel, you know, very nice afterwards. And I've had a lot of wonderful healings with people, and they just feel better afterwards. And the time goes by very quickly. So you can't think of linear time when I talk about like a 4-hour call or an 8-hour call. But the next day is Sunday, and that'll be an 8-hour call, which we just had yesterday. And this is to get rid of the alien life forms. You're in quarantine on the light ship, actually outside the light ship, because the light ship only allows light, doesn't allow darkness. And these alien life forms are darkness energies that they never created, so they can't go into the light ship. So it brings part of you back to yourself, and they clear away many, many, many things. Yesterday we worked with a lot of the intestinal energies, stomach energies, and it's just quite nice, and you feel better afterwards. So anyway, if you're interested, you can send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, or give me a phone call, and I'll return your call within probably a couple of days. Emails are actually easier for me sometimes. But if you're interested, contact me. It's a wonderful process. Even if you've only been on one call a month, it's still going to be beneficial to you. Don't think that you are missing out if you haven't been on something previously, that you have to be on the previous calls to get benefit, because you do not. So we'll talk about our new internet healing that we have. It's called the Harmonic Frequency Healing. It should be up and running probably by tomorrow. So, Annika, you saw a preview of it. Would you like to describe what you saw on it?
Yeah, let me see here. I have it on my computer. It's quite an amazing healing. It is the harmonic frequency healings that you've got. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about what are the harmonic frequencies, and parts of them are earth-based and parts of them are planetary, discordant, odd harmonics, and what that means and how it affects us.
Okay, done various healings on BBS and also on the conference call lines that we have. That we have a conference call coming up in about an hour and a half from now. But what happens is that the light creates only even harmonics, and the dark side works with the odd harmonics, and the odd harmonics is what gives us a lot of our physical problems, because we're not designed to work with odd harmonics. So if you don't know anything about harmonics, just think of a musical instrument being out of tune. And that means that it's not in tune with itself on its harmonic structure. So you've all heard instruments, or like a piano or a guitar, that's not in tune, and you kind of listen to it, and within maybe about 10 seconds, you don't really want to hear it any longer. And if the person doesn't correct it to put it back into harmony with itself, which is much like your body, you normally will walk out of the room and don't want to be there. Another way of looking at it or listening is if you were in school in your younger years probably, and you had somebody writing on the blackboard and the chalk kind of skipped, or they put their fingernails on the blackboard and it made that awful sound, which made you want to cringe. Well, that's all odd harmonics. So you don't want to deal with odd harmonics. So the dark side imprints us, transmits to us implants, etc., and they use odd harmonics to destroy our body. And that's basically what they're doing. So this particular healing is going to cost $100. It's in five parts. It's quite extensive, so you want to get these things off of you. So would you like to read what's on there, the different parts there, Annika?
Yeah. So the part one that you see at the top of this clearing is called earth-based discordant odd harmonic frequencies disconnection. And the step two in that part is earth-based odd harmonic energetic attachments removal. After that, you go to the planetary, which is the off-planet odd harmonic frequencies disconnection. And after that, which then would be step four, is the planetary off-planet odd harmonic energetic attachments removal.
And if you notice, there's energetic attachment removal. So what does that mean to you? So we all know about these alien parasites, right? So it doesn't take much to connect the dots to realize that these odd harmonics are connecting you to some type of alien life form. So that's why we have a clearing to release the odd harmonics, and then we have a clearing to release these energetic life form attachments or energies that are an attachment to you, and that could also be a cording of our odd harmonics being transmitted to you. So you can go on, Annika. I wanted just to clarify that so people knew what these attachment energies would be like.
Yeah, I'm so glad you are, because it's a lot on here, and I definitely need you to go into it more too, so thank you. So then it continues after that, and then you got, 11 steps, which are step one, earth-based discordant odd harmonic frequencies disconnection, step two, earth-based odd harmonic energetics attachments. Is that the same that was up above?
Slightly different.
Slightly different.
We may have.
So you just continue with that.
I can refresh on your page there, because it might be listed now in part one and part two, et cetera.
Oh.
Okay, because we did some redoing.
Changing.
Right. But the main thing is that each one of these, the first one is earth-based energies, and the second one are planets. And then we go into alien life forms. And we know all know about the aliens if you listen to these shows here. So I'll have Annika continue on here. Did you get a refresh on your screen, Annika?
I went back to see if I could get it in again here. Yes, now I see the new format here.
Right.
So, okay, so the first part one is earth-based. The second part two is planetary. And then the part three you have on there is alien on planet. And alien on-planet odd harmonic frequencies disconnection and alien on-planet odd harmonic energetic attachments removal. After that, you have part four, alien off-planet. So that's the alien off-planet odd harmonic frequencies disconnection and the alien off-planet odd harmonic energetic attachments removal. After that, it's the light infusion part. It's always nice to have that happen after removal. So that is the align, balance, integrate even harmonic light energies or light frequencies and even harmonic frequencies light infusion and cellular spirit light infusion. So maybe you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have a way that you can bring in the energy so that you have a spirit infusion with your spirit, and also we have a cellular infusion of light. So you get your cells infused with the proper frequencies of even harmonics of light, and then from there we have your spirit being infused on a cellular level also. So it's quite extensive. And the way it's set up, it takes about 1 hour per clearing. So, and it is up right now on the website. So what you could do, since it could take you up to, with 11 clearings, 11 hours to do, we broke it off into parts. So you want to do each particular part. And then after that, I'd recommend doing the last part five, which is the infusion process of light. And then there's three clearings there. So you could do part one and then do part five, you know, if you don't have enough time. And then do part two and then part five, maybe on a different day, part three, then part five. And this way you're able to do a longer clearing. Otherwise, it could take you 11 hours to do. And that could be a problem for some people. And if you need to repeat it, definitely you can do so. You know, if you need to go into it for a couple of hours, sometimes these energetic attachments could take longer possibly than an hour to remove from you. But everybody's a little different. 1 hour should be enough time for probably, I'd say, 95% of the people. But I do have some people that are under attack more, and they want to get these things off them, and they want to go on to it longer. So it's quite interesting. The on and off alien planet stuff is going to be very unique, interesting for a lot of you, because I put the on-planet aliens first because we don't normally assume that there's aliens here on this planet and that we're being controlled by these aliens here. We think that they're normally off-planet because you think of UFOs out there, of aliens landing here. Well, they're here also. So I want you to do the the on-planet first and then do the off-planet because they'll be closer to you energetically. So it's going to be a wonderful clearing. Like I said, it's $100 to do. And, you know, you can do it in segments if you wish. And if not, you know, you want to run through it in 11 hours in one day. And that's, you know, it's a long time. These clearings that are the most recent ones do take longer. And that's because there's a lot more work to be done. And, you know, this clearing should help everybody out a lot, especially the planets that are bringing you these negative energetic transmissions of the odd harmonics. So one question that somebody might have is they say, well, I have the planetary clearing to get rid of the energetic cores attached to me. Is this the same thing? No, this is slightly different, only because it's energetic transmissions of the odd harmonics rather than cordings. Remember, it's a different process. It's like a radio wave being sent to you versus a physical body attachment. And so this and the natal clearing are probably two very beneficial clearings, and they're both very reasonable. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I would say that covers a lot and seems very reasonable what you're doing there. And I just wanted to maybe add that it's important to do the light infusion always after everything, right, Ron, so that you know that you've gotten that, what you've taken off, your spirit has come back in.
Yes, that is correct, because you want to empower yourself. Once you leave a void, that's the way that they can creep back in again into your energetic system. So you want to bring your spirit on board with you fully, as much as you can get your spirit in. This is what it's for, is to have your spirit come to you where these energies used to be and to hold that territory. Very, very important. Otherwise, the healing, you know, with what we're doing here may not be quite as effective. So this is why you want to always be, you know, in your body typically to understand what's happening, along with not going outside of yourself or doing things during a clearing. So this clearing should typically be done when you're awake. And some people like to put up a couple of screens up. I do not recommend that. Do this with only one thing at a time so you're actually fully present when this is happening, so you know what's actually going on, because you do want to understand, if you can, what's happening in case you want to repeat it more than one time. So it's not like you want to run through it as quick as you can to go to a next clearing or to get it out of the way. You want to really know what's happening to yourself so you know what to do next. And the best thing is to just put up one screen and just sit with it and do it and feel the energy leave you. Because these are all for self-empowerment. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, the little I have tried here now, I can definitely feel. I tried a little bit before just to, you know, sample it. And I can feel my head heating up here, and how much that, just that first part, only the earth-based And bringing my spirit back is all I've had time for, and it's been incredible energy and warmth for me anyway, so seems very important to do. And I also wanted to throw in another question there, because another clearing that we've talked a lot about that is very important to have done is the twisted and turned bodies that we've had, and that you align again with the harmonic alignments clearing, Ron, and maybe you can explain the difference to this clearing, the harmonic frequencies clearing, to the harmonic alignments.
Yeah, that'd be the magnetic one. So,
I'm magnetic, sorry.
So the magnetic body alignments, that readjusts your invisible bodies back into the proper orientation so that your spirit can do healings with them. That's what that one's about. So that's very important. And then the twisted body is that same body, although the dark side can take it and twist it. Kind of like, like taking a piece of taffy and twisting it, you know. It could be in the right direction on one part of it, but it could be twisted. So both of those clearings are very nice. I don't believe I have them on the website yet for an online healing, so you have to contact me to have that done. And that one has helped a lot of people, especially people who have had a problem with having physical healing or healings with us or other people even, and they just didn't seem to work the way they expected them to. It's because these bodies are out of sync. So we have someone calling in, sounds like. We have a caller there.
Hi, this is Mike here.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. It's great that you're bringing up all these clearings, but for me, I just kind of want to know what I need to do next. It's just so many. They're all great, and they're all tempting. I just don't know, for me, what I need to do. Because of that, last Sunday sounded really great with the stomach, and my stomach's been giving me problems. I don't know if you can do a sample.
Let's bring the light beam up here. And we'll do some energy with the light beam. Do you have your light beam up on the screen, Mike?
I'll do it right now.
Okay, bring up the light beam, and we'll do some energetic work with your stomach here. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'm going to put some music on here for everybody. And just request maybe a healing, if you wish, for your stomach, maybe intestines. And here we go. Thank you. how was that, Mike? You still there? I don't know if you're there or not. How was that?
Yes, it does feel calmer and smoothed out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I used to get this acid sometimes, acid pains sometimes. But, all right, I really appreciate that. If there's one other thing that I might ask, if it's okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering if you could do a sample trauma body clearing between certain ages, or is that probably just do the unlimited, or just do the online at another time?
I would do the unlimited. Sometimes they intermix between, and they're not as effective just doing one particular segment.
Okay.
So what I will say though on this new clearing, if you're and I think you're probably over this, Mike, but if you're under 20 years and under, the new clearing is $50. So if you have any children, that'll give them a little break for yourself and for them too. So if you're over 20, it's 100. If you're under 20, it's 50. And that's the harmonic clearing. So any questions about anything, Mike, that you may have? Or do you have any testimonials for us since you're online? I'll put you on the spot.
The testimony I would have is that I've come a long way in this past year in terms of, you know, just a long way in terms of getting old thought patterns and densities gone, and now I'm just ready to kind of even take it to the next step. But yes, it's been a great year thanks to the clearings, and they've been the only thing I found that has helped me in that regard.
No, well, thank you.
And okay, and that's. Is there any one clearing that kind of jumps out at you that you think that I might need that just kind of jumps out at you?
Boy. The self-empowerment one seems, have you done that one yet? If you feel like you're pretty self-empowered already. Have you done the self-empowerment one yet?
No.
I would do that one. That may take a while to do. And there's quite a bit on there. In fact, there's a lot on there. And you have 6 weeks, though, to do it. You know, it's like this is a test, you know. So I would do the self-empowerment one.
And the last question I'll ask is about the alien death barcode. Do you sense that I've gotten rid of all of mine? I've kind of done them in little chunks, not all at one time, but I kind of did all 10, and not all at one time, but...
Nope, you're fine, Mike. I see nothing with you at all.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Did you feel any change in your body?
I used to feel, before the death barcode, I used to feel very tired all the time. And now I feel very, much more energetic, but I just have that one little health problem with the stomach kind of holding me back. But other than that, I am really, it's a lot more energetic. I used to have fibromyalgia pains a lot, too, and that's just kind of pretty much gone.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I would say, you know, the newest clearings here, I'm not saying that the old ones aren't worth doing, but the newest ones, the natal, is very good. Remember, you have to look at it as you know, that you're under attack. This is how, if I was in the listener's position right now listening to me talking, I would say, gee, I'm under attack. What do I need to do to get rid of this stuff, okay? And so, remember, being under attack can give you poor health. So the barcode one of alien death barcode is good. The natal one, that's how they connect to you, you know. And now the new one here, those even in odd harmonics, you want to get that crap out of you. You want to get rid of those, you know, odd harmonics. So you might try that one. I don't know. But, you know, and the self-empowerment one is also good. It just depends kind of what state you're in. If you're dealing with a physical condition, you may not want to do the self-empowerment one yet because you want to get well first, okay? And I would assume that the other ones would be more beneficial. So you kind of have to look at yourself. I'm under attack. Is my health okay? Yeah, it's good. Well, then I'll do, you know, the self-empowerment one to move on in my life. If you don't feel like you're in good health, then you want to get the ones that are going to take these alien transmissions off of you. And that's the natal, the death barcode, and the new one, which is the odd harmonics. And just think how your body is responding each time you hear odd harmonics. You know, like I said, you know when you hear a musical instrument out of tune, you know, like a acoustical guitar, if it's out of tune, you know, you're probably not going to hear one out of tune because naturally the performer is going to put it in tune, and they wouldn't play it out of tune. Well, this is what they're transmitting to you, is all this out of tune, discordant frequencies to hurt you. So I think that this clearing is going to be wonderful for people.
Thank you, Ron and Annika.
Okay, thank you, Mike, for calling.
Thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, so thank you for sharing your, you know, the things you've gone through this year. And also I wanted to add that the self-empowerment healings, there's even more add-ons there now that I haven't done before, like too naive, complacent, discouraged, worry about future, egotistical, fear of success, not in harmony with spirit. And I, so there's actually 36 on there that are mentioned, and you can add your own, which I have actually come up with a few that I've added, you know, like even sleeplessness or fatigued, or even though that's a physical one, I have added it on there, and even, you know, disorganized, that sort of feeling or thought about myself coming either from myself or from others. It's been quite a journey, and I keep going on and on with it, and I must say it is amazing to see how much I can keep doing with that, and it's still some there, you know, obviously. I could just keep going with that one. It's a major clearing, really, really good to do. So I wanted to ask, because Chris was mentioning it, since we talked about the harmonic frequency healings a lot, that there are some people that seem to enjoy odd harmonics, and I do know people that do something called new music. I used to know a composer of new music, and I could never really get into that myself, but there are a lot of people that enjoy that. So what is that all about, Ron, if people do enjoy odd harmonics?
Boy, you got me.
Is it that they've been too...
old days, first you had, you know, like classical music and the music maybe in the 50s, and it was all very smooth. Remember those days, Annika?
Yeah.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, people started complaining about rock and roll because it was a little faster, but it was still even harmonics. And then they got the electronic music, okay? And that was probably, and distortion makers and, you know, the different boxes that people purchased. Then you had a one-man band, you know, which guy could buy a bunch of electronic equipment to replicate other musical instruments. Well, that's all odd harmonic stuff. It never sounds the same. So I don't know about that. Myself, I prefer to listen to even harmonics, and I prefer listening to acoustical instruments versus electronic. But it probably is what you're used to. And it might be that maybe the programs that people have, maybe the younger people were programmed by the darkness to listen to more odd harmonic music. So I could probably, that's probably what I would indicate, is that the dark side has programmed them with their implants to want to hear that more than the other. I find it very interesting when you listen to different background musics and things in different stores and stuff. They'll normally play, as I'm an older, say, rock or roller will say, they always play the song typically like in the 70s, okay? Late 60s and 70s, early 70s of rock and roll, because it has so much more to it. You don't normally hear stuff from the 80s and 90s when you go into stores for those particular songs. So it would be like the Beatle days in a sense, okay? And and that's because it's probably much nicer to listen to body-wise. Because remember, if you hear some music in a store that's going to chase you out of it without harmonics, you're not going to want to stand there and shop. So I would say the people that do like that type of music are probably programmed by the darkness to resonate to it. That's how I would describe that. Does that make sense to you, Annika?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, of course we are personal in our choices too. You know, I know that some people really like the guitar music intro that you have sometimes, and some people do not. So, you know, there's part of it that is a personal thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I used to like the music in the 80s when it was the 80s, but now I really don't like it. So, but that's just me personally. So I guess that comes into it, too. And like you said, what we're used to at the time.
Huh? And remember, we're living in a time-based reality. So what you're used to is what is going around with you, what you grow up with in time.
Sure.
This is what's controlling you is the time itself. So, you know.
Yeah.
Not harmonics. Is what, you know, like if you step on a cat's tail, you know, you're going to hear all kinds of noise, and that's going to be typically odd harmonics as the cat screaming at you, okay?
Yeah, there's definitely some noises around here that I don't appreciate all the time. Being a mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that...
children crying, you know, when they're crying, that's typically going to be odd harmonics, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you like, if it was smooth, you would probably wouldn't tune into them, you know?
Yeah, nobody would have come to the rescue right away, but...
True, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and as a parent, you kind of have to ignore the odd harmonics sometimes, because when it's 24/7, it gets a little bit much sometimes. But maybe those people that aren't used to hearing it couldn't stand 2 minutes of it.
But that's correct. Yeah, that's kind of what happened when I think rock and roll first came out. You know, people like classical music or whatever they listen to, you know, maybe country western or something. And it was all strictly even harmonics, somebody playing a guitar and singing, okay? So, anyway, I won't get into that too much. But that's kind of what happened is that things got changed. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. I saw some good comments here. I hope that the clearing we did with bringing in that wonderful light being to help with the healing also helped Twiggy, because she was asking for anything for menstrual cramps. And I see Joni commented and said, thanks, Mike. My stomach appreciates your request. So that's wonderful to hear. And Marie has a question, and she's asking, is it okay to do an 8-hour bringing in spirit on the alien site and then go to bed?
Yes. That would be no problem at all.
Would that be an extra protection to having your spirit stay in your body overnight?
Of course, yeah. Your spirit should never leave you.
Yeah.
So it's just programmed, okay, again, to leave your body. And... probably because you're not awake enough or awake at all to talk to it. So, number one, when you're sleeping, you're not going to communicate to it. And so if you look at it realistically, you know, your spirit sees us normally, or our spirit sees us normally as somebody who is very dense, doesn't have an open ear, we'll say, doesn't communicate to it. So it just kind of patiently waits each day to have communication. And then it finally has the time to leave at night when you're sleeping, because you're not going to be talking to it when you're sleeping. But then it gets fooled and goes to parallel lifetimes, again, trying to communicate to those clone bodies, okay? So it's always on duty, always working. But I would command it to be with you. Otherwise, it's going to be taking hits, taking alien attacks. And then it gets brought back to you physically here. And since your spirit is a representation of the last body that it was in, just like entities, remember, your spirit would be like an entity in an alien body. When it comes back to you, it'll bring all that gunk to you. So it gets kind of disconcerting when you think about what's going on with your spirit when it's out there running around the universe, you know, it should not be doing that. It should be with you, because if you're not home, who is? Who's protecting your body? What, you know, otherwise, what's going to be in your body? And that gets even scarier. You know, who are you sleeping with, you know? Who's in that body next to you, you know, if they're not fully conscious? And I won't get into that too much, but, you know, it gets kind of scary. Like I say, you shake somebody's hand and you feel like you've been slimed and you want to shake your hand off. What connected to you? What octopus energy got onto your hand? What energy of alien species connected to you from that person that you saw? Especially if you look in their eyes and it's kind of, you know, funny looking, you know? So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, good. And I wanted to read here. I see Heal has a bit of a testimonial. That last show, she had a stomach pain, and it was caused by spoiled food, eating out, and she then, it happened, we'd been taken up on the light ship, and I had a glimpse of two doctors, seen them rushing in with sort of an instrument, saber-like, and felt a slight spasm in my lower abdomen. So there you have a testimonial, Ron. Is what she's mentioning on there. So that is great to hear that that she saw that.
That's great. Yeah, that's wonderful that you were able to tune into it and to have some relief. And thank you for the testimonial. That's very, very nice. Some people wonder, they hear the show and they don't understand it too much sometimes, and we talk a lot, and they may not even sense or feel anything, but they're still kind of listening, and then you know, when it comes more personal and we get the people talking about their experiences, it makes it more real. So I really appreciate testimonials from people, or at least the input from people, because what we're doing is a little far out for most people's consciousness. But what we're doing is actually bringing forth the true reality and getting out of the illusion of the darkness.
Yeah, and for someone who is new on this show, I could mention that Ronald and CLS offers 3 one-hour-long conference calls per week, and there's one coming up today after this show at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you have one on Wednesday, which includes water charging, and one on Fridays every week, and that is when you get to be on the light ship and ask for your own personal healings and have those type of experiences that Heal has, hopefully. So that's all a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And also, of course, on the Saturday 4-hour call and on the Sunday calls, and we get to be on the light ship for a week after that call. So it's a wonderful thing to have during the holidays as well. And if anyone wants to contact Ron about that, again, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. And also you have another call coming up on January 2nd, 2010, between 1 and 5, which is the 4-hour New Year sampling call. And we get to sample and preview the energies that are coming in per month for the new coming year. So it's sending or seeding our intentions month by month for that year. So is there anything you want to mention on that call, Ron?
Yeah, it started, I guess, 3 years ago. And I decided to do it once. And then the next year I got emails, so I'm going to do it again, Ron. So this is actually... maybe this is our fourth year doing this here. So I think this is the fourth year. So it's quite nice. You can actually sense, feel the energy, see how it's going to feel, see how you can relate to it. And it allows you to kind of understand what the Earth Spirit is going through. Remember, the Earth Spirit is bringing these energies in for its own healing. I think we had a caller. I heard a beep there. Someone else online?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. How are you, Annika?
Oh,
yes,
good.
I'd just like to make a few, comments. Thank you. The first one is you know, when people get an emotional healing, they get an emotional high, and then later on when they go home, they get depressed about it. That's an emotional healing from maybe another institution. And then it's similar to the rock and roll music, because they get an emotional high, and then the musicians might not show up the next time, and then they get really depressed and morbid. So they get into that emotional high and low, like mood swings. And I just wanted to make that comment, that that's not into the harmonics that we're talking about, that we utilize. And then years ago, they used to say on the radio, oh, the shadow knows. Ask the shadow. He knows everything. He sees and he knows. And I guess the shadow body was supposed to be a big thing at that time, that people should connect to that and be dependent on their shadow bodies, because they always said the shadow knows, but they never said the light knows. So the light is going to give us our knowledge that we seek. So I just want to make these comments.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, yeah, because the shadow would be the darkness, and the darkness knows what it has planned for you. That's why people have psychic readings, to read the darkness of what's happening to you. Very good. Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Okay.
So let's bring up the light being again here, and we'll do a little clearing here. Let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. So bring the light being up, and we'll bring in peace, and I'll put the music on again. So here we go. So stronger. Here comes the light being. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll see how this energy feels for you here. Feels great to me. It feels very wonderful. Give it a little more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels a lot better. Thank you. I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay, I know we're coming up to the end here, but I thought I would continue with the next person, which is a different one from Heal, but also called Heal. Heal 321 is asking if this new clearing that you have, the harmonic frequency healings, if we can use that page to clear our music or just the person.
Oh, interesting. Boy, good question. I think you could try that. Yeah, I don't see why not. It would probably work either way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a try and see.
Mm-hmm. And also, Twiggy was saying that she's still cramping, but I just wanted to throw in there that if somebody has a sample and it doesn't really do that much, would that be an indication that there is more of a, that we need to do a clearing with you and it has to be a whole lifetime and maybe go into much more detail?
Yeah, sometimes that's the case. I know one of the shows that we did quite a while ago, maybe 6 months or so ago, I think it was a Friday night show. We went for about an hour and a half. I forgot what the date was on it. Maybe somebody might know and put it on the fast chat here. But we did just a simple thing of a problem, and it turned into a lot more of what has to be healed in order to have a simple problem corrected. So if any of you remember that date, I know it was on a Friday, and I think it was before November. I mean, before October, maybe September possibly. But it was a Friday show, so...
Yeah, I can't remember myself, but I know what you're talking about. You went back and back and back and did more and more and more.
Yeah, so things aren't, you know, they may appear to be simple and easy with just a simple problem now, but it could be a lot, you know, because you're dealing with a lot of genetic, cellular, past life memory. This is why we don't heal, because of all these judgments stored inside of us. So it looks like our time is kind of moving on here, and so... And again, we have water charging, if you wish, on the website for $1, pendant charging. And naturally, we have our special calls this weekend. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program is going to be on Wednesday. And the time is at 7 o'clock Pacific. And that equates to 10 o'clock Eastern. So we'll say blessings to all of you. And see you later.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Night.